Smaller bonuses on Wall Street don't inspire much sympathy, but it is a big problem for New York City, which relies on Wall Street for tax revenue. Now, Mayor Michael Bloomberg has announced cuts of $1.5 billion from the city's existing budget. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
The city is facing declining tax revenues and a deficit of nearly $4 billion. The proposed $59 billion budget includes a decision not to hire and train 1,000 police cadets this January and a cut of almost 500 jobs in the Department of Education, although none of them will be in the classroom. There will be some 3,000 city job cuts, most through attrition. The mayor also announced that dental health clinics that serve 17,000 poor children would be closed, leaving those families to rely on Medicaid. Bloomberg said it was crucial to spread the pain.
If you don't do it, then some agencies would get so hurt that they couldn't survive.
Bloomberg said the cuts would save $500 million this year and $1 billion next. Some of these changes need city council approval. The state legislature needs to approve others. When asked by a reporter,
what do you anticipate in the next weeks or two?
A lively discussion.
The mayor has had a 70% approval rating, but he has come under criticism for overturning the city's term limits law so he can run for a third term. This announcement may increase his difficulties. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.